time now for Looking Skyward, where we examine recent events in the world of astronomy. I'm John Basile, and I'm speaking with Dr. Regina Jorgensen, director of the Mariah Mitchell Observatory on Nantucket. Well, NASA recently announced the first success in a lunar laser ranging experiment they'd been working on for over a decade. Regina, why is that important?
Yeah, so lunar laser ranging is basically a process of very precisely measuring the distance to the moon using a powerful laser. And the laser is reflected once it reaches the moon by something called retroreflectors that were left on the surface of the moon by Apollo astronauts in the 1970s. And these retroreflectors are about the size of a computer monitor, and they contain a special type of mirror, basically an array of small mirror cubes, which act to reflect incoming light in a way that's independent of the angle of incidence of the light. So essentially, they bounce the laser back in the direction that it came from in a similar way that bike reflectors work. So astronomers are able to detect the returned laser light and measure very precisely the amount of time that the laser took to make that trip. And since the speed of light is a well-known constant, you can then precisely calculate the distance that the laser traveled. And by precisely, I mean to millimeter precision, so about the thickness of a paperclip. And just to remind everyone, the moon is about 240,000 miles away, so this is pretty impressive precision. And so why would you ever want to know the distance to the moon so precisely, you might be thinking? Well, first of all, astrophysicists are very interested in testing Einstein's theory of general relativity, which describes the way that gravity works. And it is, in fact, required in order for things like GPS to work correctly. We have to understand how general relativity works. However, there are still some questions in the physics world about how general relativity merges with other theories like that of quantum mechanics. And so folks are trying to test general relativity to higher and higher levels of precision to see if there is a point at which it breaks down. And so one way of doing this is by precisely monitoring the position of the moon and in this way. And in addition, several other interesting things have been discovered. For example, we know that the moon is very slowly spiraling away from the Earth at a rate of about 1.5 inches per year. And also that it may have a liquid core. So, you know, doing these precise measurements actually teaches us quite a bit about the moon. And so over the past decade or two, the astronomers who do this lunar laser ranging noted that the retroreflectors on the moon have not been returning as much light as they once did. And perhaps they were covered with some small amounts of dust from micrometeor impacts on the moon. So they began to test their laser ranging with a retroreflector on the Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter, which is a satellite that's in orbit around the moon. However, this was a very difficult measurement to make because that retroreflector is much, much smaller than the ones that are on the moon, and it is also on a satellite that's moving at high speed around the moon. So it took about a decade of attempts before this group was able to actually get a signal back. And so moving forward now, they hope to be able to use those measurements in order to test and hopefully correct for whatever might be kind of going wrong with the retroreflectors that are on the surface of the moon.
So now we go from the moon to Mars. The Perseverance rover, which is scheduled to touch down on Mars early next year, carries with it a special retroreflector. How will that be used?
That's right. So Perseverance contains a small palm-sized retroreflector. And the idea here is not to perform laser ranging from the Earth to Mars, which is, of course, a tremendous distance and would introduce all sorts of difficulties, but rather to eventually perform laser ranging from a spacecraft in orbit around Mars. So a future Mars orbiter will actually contain a laser that can perform laser ranging with the rover Perseverance that will be on the surface and other landers in order to precisely determine their positions. And this kind of laser ranging will be potentially useful for all sorts of future applications, again, like testing general relativity and gaining a better understanding of the composition of Mars, but also in making future spacecraft landings on the surface of Mars safer and more successful. Because using these retroreflectors and developing a better system for determining precise positionings of landers and rovers and spacecrafts, future missions can better prepare for landings on the surface of Mars, especially those that are near geographically or geologically interesting, yet potentially hazardous sites like crater walls and things like that.
Dr. Regina Jorgensen is the director of the Mariah Mitchell Observatory on Nantucket. Regina, thank you so much. We will talk again soon.
Thanks so much.